Mr. Les Elgart, say at barbecue time or any time, Jif Foam Oven Cleaner is the chef's best friend. Now, Jif Foam solves the old bugaboo of getting barbecue grills family clean. And Jif Foam dissolves baked-on grease and grime in minutes. In three easy steps, your barbecue grill can be family clean with Jif Foam. And here's all you have to do. Remove your grill while still hot. Now that you have second-degree burns on your hands, place it on the newspapers. Now spray on Jif Foam and wait 5 minutes. And then rinse with a garden hose and wipe dry in what could be easier. Now, Jif Foam is an oven cleaner that actually works in 5 minutes. And Jif Foam is not a mere detergent, you see. Instead, it's a chemical formula fortified with a catalyst, which activates only under heat, making it mild enough for normal hands and skin and safe enough to be used without rubber gloves, too. So remember the name, Jif Foam Oven Cleaner. Spell out S-P-E-L-L-O-U-T. Jif Foam, available soon at local stores. A look at the weather now in New York and vicinity. This afternoon, partly cloudy, windy, very warm, a high near 90. And tonight, clear, much cooler, a low in the 50s. Tomorrow, sunny and cooler, a high in the 70s. The temperature now is 92 degrees. Don't over-egg the pudding. If you plan to use a pesticide, it calls for one tablespoonful. Don't use two. Now, there's a reason for those directions found on labels of pesticide containers, so take heed and don't take unnecessary chances. Use pesticides safely, will you? Well, the world's largest outdoor saltwater pool is open right now at 91 degrees. You ought to run over there at Palisades Amusement Park. $2,000 in merchandise given away free each day at Palisades, and you can ride the world's highest Swiss sky ride. Enjoy the fabulous new showboat Funhouse featuring 35 attractions. Come on over to Palisades Amusement Park. WNEW, AM and FM in New York.
At 4 o'clock, WNEW News up to the minute. With the highest of the parliamentary hurdles out of the way, a final Senate vote on the civil rights bill could come in 10 days or less. The historic cloture vote, which snapped the record filibuster on the legislation this morning, provides that each senator will be allowed only one more hour to speak on the amendments. The senators passed the gag rule vote 71 to 29 in that rarest of all congressional occurrences, a full house. It was the first time since a Medicare vote nearly 4 years ago that all 100 senators, including California's stretcher-bound Claire Engel, were present and voting. In other news, the House has defeated the first move to cut President Johnson's $3.5 billion foreign aid request. Sources close to Laos Premier Suvana Fuma says he wants to stop U.S. reconnaissance flights over communist-held territory. But U.S. Ambassador Leonard Unger says no formal request has been received. Winston Mosley calmly told a Queens court today about his life of crime. He's being tried for the murder of Kitty Genovese and admitted two other slayings. That's WNEW News up to the minute. Next news at 4:30.
The West Winds at Ooey, Ooey, Ooey. Ted Brown here from now until 6 o'clock, as always, from 3 to 6 at WNEW. And let me see now. Are you a particular person? If you are, listen.
Particular about taste?
You bet I'm particular. And my pell-mells prove it.
Particular people take particular pleasure in the good taste of Pell-Mell. The flavor's blended over, under, around, and through to bring that particular good taste to you. So get particular pleasure like particular people do in the good taste of Pell-Mell. Get particular pleasure like particular people do in the good taste of Pell-Mell.
Be particular. Buy Pell-Mell famous cigarettes. Outstanding. And they are mild. From the American Tobacco Company.
Thank you, thank you. Well, I've rented my tuxedo for tonight, and so I'm all ready. By the way, do you mind if I wear red socks? You see, in Yum Yum. I Laureline Hunter and the Lull in My Life. The 4:30 news now here at WNEW, and then I shall return. By the way, a quick reminder, I'm not sure whether they have tickets or not, but you can check. But the only place that you can get tickets now, the box office of the Madison Square Garden, on the 8th Avenue side, and they will be open until 8 o'clock tonight. So if you do not have tickets, give them a call, see if they have some, and if they do, get over and get them, will you? Because I don't want you to miss the show tonight. Well, let me see now. I shall be back following the news here at WNEW, AM and FM in New York. And I had a reminder here about the Agricultural Department, but I'll get to it in a moment or two. In the meantime, don't go away. It's news time.
It's 92 degrees and partly cloudy at 4:30. This is WNEW News up to the minute. Mike Rich reporting for Tempo. Tempo, the new filter cigarette with a taste too good to miss. There was a very delicate operation performed on Madison Avenue today near 54th Street. Thousands of passersby obviously didn't or pretended not to see what was going on. The operation was being performed by a very nervy thief on the window of Marin's Jewelers. For a scalpel, used a sharp glass cutter. His forceps was a wrench. After he made his incision on the window, he delicately removed the excess glass, put his scrubbed hand in, and grabbed several pieces of jewelry worth $45,000. After the operation, the thief didn't bother with sutures. He just took off and got lost in the crowds. 67 votes spelled victory for Senate leaders in this morning's vote to limit debate on the civil rights bill. Four more put the frosting on the cake. All 100 senators were on the floor, and 71 of them voted aye on cloture, 29 voted nay. So ended a record 75-day talkathon by Southerners opposed to the measure. Only the sixth time in history the cloture rule has been invoked. The action virtually assures passage of the civil rights bill. New York GOP Senator Keating had this reaction to today's vote.
Well, I was very pleased with the vote. It was an impressive victory for civil rights, and it augurs well for a good bill coming out with even greater unity within both of the parties for a bill. I think we should have a bill. I had originally thought by the end of next week. I now think it will be quicker than that and conceivably could be the end of this week.
The final action will come after the Senate finishes debating and voting on proposed amendments to the bill. In Cleveland, 40 governors at the annual governors' conference hailed the Senate vote today and signed a statement calling for prompt enactment of the civil rights legislation. The conference adjourned today. The State Department says our armed reconnaissance flights over Laos may be discontinued if that country's government wishes. But Washington defended its right to send the planes over the country. Asked whether the armed flights are a violation of the Geneva Agreement, a State Department spokesman said the flights began with unarmed aircraft and guns were added later as a necessary protective measure. The Geneva Agreement prohibits introduction of foreign military forces into the Southeast Asian country. The State Court of Appeals in Albany today refused to direct the State Education Department to eliminate the phrase, under God, from the Pledge of Allegiance to the American flag. The court ruled against a group which contended that the words, under God, in the pledge, made it a prayer. The two-year sentences handed down to former Judge James Keogh and former Assistant U.S. Attorney Elliot Kahaner last summer turned into sentences of 8 months today. The U.S. Board of Paroles agreed to release both men later this month. Keogh and Kahaner were convicted last August for being on the take in a bankruptcy case. And now for the latest on Wall Street, here is Rudy Ruderman.
Well, the stock market kept its rally going today despite some late profit-taking. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 1.99. It had been up over 3 points earlier. Rails finished up 0.86. Utilities gained to 0.38. Trading was active when prices were rising, but activity slipped in the afternoon, and the day's volume down a bit to 4,170,000 shares. Among the blue chips moving higher, General Motors up 7/8, Jersey Standard Oil and Texaco up 3/8 each, and DuPont up 3.5. U.S. Steel lost 3/4, and AT&T, General Electric, and Ford were unchanged. The complete Wall Street story coming up at 6:30.
And the weather in a minute.
Tempo, tempo, tempo.
Try timely new Tempo cigarettes right in Taste with the Times. Tempo, first with the bonded charcoal filter. A new kind of filter with far more activated charcoal than in previous filter designs. Tempo's bonded charcoal filter is made by an exclusive process that bonds loose charcoal granules together into a firm filter cylinder. White Estron filter, too. No health claim is made for Tempo. Only the promise of easy draw, smoother taste.
Tempo!
First, with a bonded charcoal filter.
Tempo!
With far more charcoal than in previous filter designs.
Tempo!
Try timely new Tempo cigarettes right in Taste with the Times.
Tempo!
Now the official weather forecast for New York and vicinity. For the rest of the afternoon, partly cloudy, windy, very warm, high in the 90s. Tonight, clear, cooling off, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, sunny, cooler, high in the 70s. Humidity now is 39, wind southwest at 12 miles an hour. The temperature is 92. And that's WNEW News up to the minute. Mike Rich reporting for Tempo Cigarettes. Next news at 5 o'clock. Now back to Ted Brown.
Thank you, Mike. It's 25 minutes before 5 o'clock.
Summer fair, summer fun, with Carling Black Label beer.
Summer fair, like barbecues, and summer fun, like baseball games, call for light and lively refreshment, like Carling Black Label beer. You'll like it.
Carling Black Label, Carling Black Label beer.
That's very nice. That's Al Mooney. Al Mooney, known as Art Mooney to, of course, you. To me, he's Al Mooney. Always will be. We grew up together, Al and I. Oh, yes, on the east side. And the only really unusual thing about it is that we grew up on the east side and we didn't turn into comics. At least he didn't, anyway. I know I didn't. Anyway, it's 22 minutes before 5 o'clock, friends. And that was Art Mooney back again on the musical scene and Satin Doll. And as you know, I have my finger on the pulse of the music world. And in a moment, we'll have Carol Channing sing her... her big, big hit.
This is George Goble, and I'm sad. I am as sad as a plucked chicken playing leapfrog with a porcupine. With General Motors four-season climate control, the old romance of weather on the road is fading fast. With GM Harrison climate control available in Chevrolets, Pontiacs, Oldsmobiles, and Buicks, including most of the smaller size models, there's no excuse for huddling against the cold in January or mopping your brow in August. Clammy, you will feel no longer. No more will your nostrils quiver to the fumes of tobacco smoke or your ears resound to the din of traffic. It's all over, friends. Gone. With a conditioned air of four-season climate control or Cadillac comfort control, you're fated to drive in comfort the year-round, looking and feeling monotonously fresh and alert. This appeals to you? Well, see your GM dealer for a demonstration of four-season climate control. But tell me, don't you feel just a little sad over the passing of an era?
Sad? I'm choked up. Oh, I am. Of course, George. Say, thinking about hiring a qualified disabled person? J.O.B. Job, the union nonprofit placement agency, can give you the facts you'll want. It's easy. Today you call Job, J.O.B., representative about hiring a qualified disabled person. Here's the number, Yukon 60044. The weather now for New York and vicinity. Tonight, clear, much cooler, less humid, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, clear and mild, a dry high, 75 to 80. And right now, the temperature is 91 degrees, and it's partly cloudy. And we have gusts up to 26 miles per hour. Ted Brown here at WNEW, AM and FM in New York. The 5 o'clock news will follow in just a moment.
Schraft's ice cream special flavor this week is butterscotch vanilla. Creamy vanilla with swirls and swirls of butterscotch. What a bargain.
There's the president interrupts a speech for an historic announcement. The Senate gets down to wrapping up the civil rights bill, and New York's highest court says the words, "Under God shall stay" in the Pledge of Allegiance. Good evening. This is Jim Van Sickle with the news. This portion brought to you by Carlsberg, the celebrated beer of Copenhagen. Up before the graduating class at Holy Cross College this morning, Lyndon Baines Johnson, the president, delivering the commencement address, telling the seniors at Worcester, Massachusetts, that the United States has achieved an economic breakthrough in producing power from large-scale nuclear reactors. And he said, this knowledge will be shared with the world. In the midst of that speech, Mr. Johnson turned aside from his prepared text, announced another historic breakthrough. The Senate, he said, has just voted 71 to 29 to invoke cloture in the civil liberty, civil rights filibuster. And his words were greeted by a round of applause, a burst of cheers from those Holy Cross students. The story of the Senate action and its aftermath now from reporter John Lawrence in Washington.
It was a tense, dramatic scene as each of the 100 senators answered his name and announced his vote. Even Claire Angle was there, the ailing senator from California, in a wheelchair, wheeled up into the Senate chambers. But Angle's voice could not be heard. He just motioned with his hand a yes vote. Before the roll call was completed, it was clear that cloture had carried, ending the long Southern filibuster on civil rights. It was the margin that was surprising. 71 votes for cloture, 4 more than needed. Supporters of the civil rights bill are hailing the cloture vote as a heartening victory. Senator Javits calls this a historic day for the nation. On the other hand, South Carolina's Senator Strom Thurmond is calling it a sad day for America. But Thurmond and Russell and the other Southerners are practically conceding defeat now in their fight against the bill. Approval is expected within the next 10 days, as soon as some 500 amendments have been decided. That process got underway minutes after the cloture vote, and little time is being wasted now, after 75 days of long-winded debate. Only 6 Republicans voted against cloture, including Arizona Senator Goldwater. As for his position on the bill itself, Goldwater comments,
"Well, I can't tell you how I'm going to vote till I see what the bill is. Nobody in their right mind can say they will or won't vote for it, including the proponents. We have to see what it looks like. I'd like to vote for it, and I hope I can."
Goldwater said the cloture vote will not affect him politically. He thinks his fellow Republicans have run out of Stop Goldwater candidates. He took the occasion to attack former Vice President Nixon and some other GOP leaders, charging that they're trying to wreck the party. Just how much pressure they do put on Goldwater may depend on his vote on the civil rights bill, now expected before the Republican convention July 13th. This is John Lawrence, WNEW News at the U.S. Senate.
The battle for the GOP presidential nomination, it's all over, according to the Republican National Chairman, William Miller. Miller says Barry Goldwater has it cinched, and the party might just as well put aside all that talk about trying to stop him, unite behind him instead. He's apparently getting at least half of his wish. There was hardly a word anywhere in the GOP ranks today about putting up somebody to challenge Goldwater. Well, we tied a record today. The temperature this afternoon, 92 degrees. The all-time high for this date, equaling the mark set in 1959. And it was muggy, as if you didn't know it. The THI hitting 81. The Weather Bureau says an index of 80 is enough to make everybody just plain miserable. Take heart, though. Cold Canadian air on the way, barreling in, and it should be a lot cooler and a lot less humid tonight, too. Details in a few minutes. The Pledge of Allegiance, it stands as is. That story in a minute.
I usually don't talk about myself like this.
No, I'm interested in every word you say. I'm a writer. People fascinate me.
Oh, you are different.
No, I'm just myself, plain Alfred.
Alfred. Strong, yet sensitive. Wild, yet gentle. Alfred, I'm drawn to you, but I need time. Time to know more about you.
And I want to know more about you. You're the most beautiful girl I've ever met. Look, all the men are staring at you. Come, let's leave. I know a lovely place we can talk to each other over a bottle of Carlsberg beer.
I don't drink beer.
You don't drink Carlsberg beer?
I don't drink any beer.
Oh. I was very pleased to have met you.
All over the world, intelligent people select Carlsberg. On sale in fine hotels, restaurants, and stores in 159 countries and at the World's Fair. Carlsberg, the celebrated beer of Copenhagen.
This next portion of WNEW News is brought to you by Robert Hall, now featuring a complete collection of vacation wear and warm weather clothing fashions for all the family. You can always afford to look your best when you shop at Robert Hall. Now more news with James Van Sickle.
The words, under God and the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, they do not violate the Constitution. So rules the New York State Court of Appeals this afternoon, a unanimous ruling upholding lower court decisions in a case brought against the State Education Department. An organization called the Free Thinkers of America had insisted that the phrase was just as much a prayer as the 22-word prayer outlawed by the Supreme Court 2 years ago. Not so, says the six-man panel of the appeals court. No violation here of the constitutional separation of church and state. The words in question were inserted in the pledge 10 years ago under a congressional mandate. And that part of it, as you know, goes, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. In the courtroom in Kew Gardens this afternoon, a tale of murder, rape, robbery, and arson. And the tale was told by the man on trial for his life, for one of those crimes. Told in a calm, almost matter-of-fact voice by Winston Mosley. The 29-year-old business machine operator said he had no ill feelings toward any of his victims. He's accused of killing two women, Annie Mae Jackson and Kinney Genovese, and of the rape slaying of 16-year-old Barbara Kralik. Typical of his lurid, frightening testimony, these comments. 4 or 5 times, said Mosley, I set out to find a woman to kill. He found one, Miss Jackson, outside her home in Ozone Park. I shot her in the stomach, he said, although I had no particular reason, and then dragged her body into the living room and set fire to it. A tale of horror unfolding today in a Queens courtroom. For former New York State Supreme Court Justice James Keough, freedom. The Federal Parole Board says Keough will be turned out of jail next Tuesday, and former U.S. Attorney Elliot Kahaner also will be paroled in 2 weeks. Both men have served some 8 months of their 2-year prison term. Keough and Kahaner convicted of obstruction of justice in a case involving a Brooklyn federal court fix attempt. The latest on the Laos situation, the State Department says it has not received any requests from Premier Suvana Fuma to halt those reconnaissance flights over communist territory in Laos. There had been persistent reports all day that he had asked us to cut them out, following a couple of incidents of clashes between them and Red forces on the ground. Wall Street now, and here's Rudy Ruderman.
A second straight rally, but it fizzled out in the final hour of profit-taking today. The popular averages held part of their gains, though. The Dow Jones Industrials up 1.99, Standard & Poor's 500 stock index up 15 cents, and volume dropped to 4,170,000 shares, Jim.
Rudy Ruderman, who'll be back at 6:30 with a report in full on Wall Street today. The weather in a minute.
When the values go up, 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 and the prices go down, down, down. Robert Hall will show you the reason they give you high quality economy.
Men, Robert Hall has nationally famous Sorrento tropical suits at up to 30% less than comparable suit value.
Sorrento, Dacron, and Worsted Tropicals, only $34.95.
Gentlemen, Robert Hall never charges for alterations. You get satisfaction or your money back. For the big saving, see these fine Dacron and Worsted Tropic suits at Robert Hall.
Sorrento, Dacron, and Worsted Tropicals, only $34.95, including alterations.
Men, you can always afford to look your best when you shop at Robert Hall.
Father's Day special, a huge assortment of men's famous Westerfield short-sleeve sport shirts, regularly $2.99 each, now gift price, 2 shirts for $5 at Robert Hall. Now, James Van Sickle.
And here's the official weather forecast for New York and vicinity. Tonight, clear, much cooler, less humid, lows in the 50s. And tomorrow, clear, mild, dry, highs 75 to 80. Right now, the humidity 40%, winds southwest 11 miles an hour with gusts to 26, temperature 91 degrees. Again, close up on that headline story, the Senate back at work on the civil rights bill after its historic action choking off the long filibuster. That's the news being made right now. This is Jim Van Sickle. Next WNAW News, 5:30. Now back to Ted Brown.
Thank you, Jim. 10 minutes past 5 o'clock. We'll be here until 6 o'clock. Close up, of course, and along with us, people like Bobby Darin.
Ever think of the cars you can buy for less than $2,400? Stop and think a moment. Then ask yourself, wouldn't you really rather have a Buick? Well, you can. A beautiful new Buick V6 Special for just $2,343. $2,343.
That is Errol Garner and Mimi, you funny little sonny little Mimi. Oh, I love you so, eh? Say, the West Side Highway and East River Drive are heavy northbound, eh? They're Rue de la Paix. Old Rudy is okay, nice and easy and smooth, and everything's going along. Major Deacon Expressway, the Bruckner Expressway, and the Hutchison River Parkway are all reported heavy, northbound, moving freely. Main arteries in New Jersey are generally heavy now. Route 1 and 9, heavy both ways. Route 3 and 46 are reported heavy both ways. And the Skyway is heavy eastbound. And all city subways and the Staten Island Ferry are reported on schedule.
Rheingold is as good to your taste as it is to your thirst, cause it's brewed extra dry. Rheingold is as good to your taste as it is to your thirst.
Have a Rheingold in the new Chug-a-Mug. You don't need a glass or an opener with Chug-a-Mug. Just grab the tab, pull, lift off the top, then drink right from Chug-a-Mug's wide mouth top. Like having your own private beer mug every time you have a Rheingold. And there's no deposit, no return. So get a six-pack of Chug-a-Mugs wherever Rheingold Extra Dry is sold.
Ooh, Rheingold is as good to your taste as it is to your thirst, cause it's brewed extra dry. Rheingold is as good to your taste as it is to your thirst. Ooh, Rheingold after Rheingold, Rheingold after Rheingold.
Ted Brown here at WNEW, AM and FM in New York. The 5:30 news now. By the way, every litter bit hurts, so please don't be a litter bug. Help keep America's streets and highways clean and beautiful.
91 degrees and partly cloudy at 5:30. This is WNEW News. Up to the minute, Wally Parker reporting for Camel. Right now, make it Camel time. The best tobacco makes the best smoke. Have a Camel cigarette. Is the Pledge of Allegiance a prayer because it contains the words, under God? No, says the New York State Court of Appeals. The court rejected an action brought by the Free Thinkers of America who wanted the State Education Department to remove the phrase from the pledge. There was no opinion written along with the ruling, which was preceded by 7 years of court battles. The free thinkers contended that there was no difference between prayer in the public schools and making students recite a Pledge of Allegiance containing the words, under God. But an education department lawyer said that a child was under no compulsion to recite the pledge, and because the pledge is historical matter, there is no difference between reciting it and reciting in a history class. The Senate snuffed out the Southern filibuster on the civil rights bill with a momentous cloture vote today. By so doing, severe restrictions have been clamped on the speaking time, which remains for each senator, indicating the whole package of rights legislation could come up for a final balloting within 10 days. The historic vote was taken as President Johnson delivered the commencement address at Holy Cross College in Worcester, Massachusetts, and the president joyfully gave the word to the cheering graduates.
We are going ahead in our country to bring an end to poverty and to racial injustice. And in the last 10 minutes, we have made considerable progress when we voted cloture in the Senate today by a vote of 71 to 29.
The major topic of the President's Holy Cross speech was the use of nuclear reactors to provide cheap electric power. We're years ahead of schedule, said the President, in achieving an economic breakthrough in the field. His statement was backed up later in the day by an announcement from the Atomic Energy Commission. It indicated that the big industrial producers of electricity are tending toward the use of atomic generators even today, while earlier expectations set 1968 as the target date for the first use of nuclear power. Civil rights leader Martin Luther King wants President Johnson to send federal marshals to St. Augustine, Florida. Reverend King says law and order are threatened unless the federal help is sent, citing last night's absolute refusal, as he put it, of police to act until near the end of a racial flare-up which left 12 demonstrators injured. Checking other top news of the hour, the United States and Laos are still talking about whether to continue reconnaissance flights over the Plain of Jars. Reports from Vientiane today indicate Premier Suvana Fuma wants the missions cut off, but State Department officials in Washington say they haven't received any such request. U.S. Undersecretary of State George Ball has spoken with Greek Premier Papandreou in an effort to ease the war scare over Cyprus. Ball, acting as personal envoy of President Johnson, flies to Turkey tomorrow for similar talks with Premier Inonu. The Russian space baby, daughter of cosmonaut Valentina Tereshkova and spaceman Andriy Nikolaev, is doing well. To celebrate the birth of the child, Russia launched another unmanned satellite, Cosmos 32, into orbit today. I'll have the weather in a minute.
Camel time. It's camel time, camel time, it's pleasure time for you. Camel time is any time when nothing less will do. Things all seem to brighten up every time you light one up. Right now make it camel time, have a camel cigarette.
The best tobacco makes the best smoke. Camel gives you easygoing taste, honest enjoyment, choice quality tobaccos. The exclusive Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled. The best tobacco makes the best smoke.
Right now make it Camel time, have a Camel cigarette. Right now make it Camel time, have a Camel cigarette.
Now the official weather forecast for New York and vicinity. Tonight, clear, much cooler, less humid, a low in the 50s. Tomorrow, clear, mild, dry, high 75 to 80. Humidity now 40, wind from the southwest at 11 miles, gusting to 26, and the temperature 91. And that's WNEW News up to the minute. Wally Parker reporting for Camel Cigarettes. Next news at 6. Now back to Ted Brown.
Thank you, Wally. 25 minutes before 6 o'clock, and the world's largest outdoor saltwater pool is now open at Palisades Amusement Park. So come on over. Everything costs less at Palisades. All leading soft drinks are just a dime, and there's free parking. Admission is still 30 cents. Tuesdays and Thursdays are bargain days. Many rides, 5 and 10 cents at Palisades Amusement Park. That was Ray Charles and the Singers, and With Every Beat of Your Heart. And here's the fellow who originated the music this side of heaven, or the sweetest music this side of heaven. And also, he's done well in motorboats. His name is Guy Lombardo.
Hello, this is Guy Lombardo on behalf of your national shoe store, inviting you to see my new production of Michael Todd's Around the World in 80 Days at the Jones Beach Marine Theater. It's the Jones Beach World's Fair Musical Spectacular. And for your free ticket, all you have to do is mail or present your National Shoe sales slip to the box office. You get a free ticket with each $2 or $3 ticket you buy.